for some fantasy football. I'ma win the championship for sure, I'm taking it all. Stunting on whoever hated on me, I'ma get this money on God. You know it's time for some fantasy football.
Welcome back, 8%er family. You are listening to the Real Reality Fantasy Football Podcast.
And YouTube channel, Kyle.
That's right. You hold on. YouTube, baby.
YouTube. What are you doing?
What? Getting that 8%er hat on, baby.
I like it.
We're not just doing a podcast anymore.
You got to swap it up a little bit.
Absolutely,
I like it. I like it.
Man.
Now, we're not forgetting about our podcast, people. Guys, we are still going to release it on the podcast. But after so long, Kyle, we had all the entrants basically tell us this would be great for television.
It's more of a visual thing, and it makes more sense. As soon as it was told to us, because what did we keep trying to do? We wanted it to be the most interactive.
You can't be interactive without video.
You really can't.
Yeah. So what we did is we found the best video
videographer.
We found the best guy
with
cameras.
Messing me up.
Yeah. We found the best guy with cameras that wanted to help us, and he rented us out this beautiful studio that we upgraded just for you.
Man.
Look at it.
You know what? We're like the Buc-ee's of fantasy football.
Well, putting ourselves on the Buc-ee's level is a little bit harsh for me.
I mean, I respectfully disagree.
I love, dude. You got to remember Buc-ee's bathroom. That's the cleanest bathroom in the world.
True.
You can eat off of their bathroom floor.
You feel obligated to spend a minimum of $30 to $40 every time you go there.
$60 minimum.
I mean, I don't feel obligated. Actually, I tell myself I'm not going to do it every time I go in.
How many times have you lived up to that?
I still do it every time I go in.
Yeah, see, for me, my best thing about Buc-ee's is the fact that I know I will never wait for a gas pump. Minimum 165. Minimum.
That's a fact.
So for the first time listeners, and pretty much everybody that listened beforehand with the show, since we have combined, we're going to go ahead and explain a little bit about the show. We are the first reality series for fantasy football. We are giving away, Kyle, tell them,
$5,000.
Yes. First place gets $3,000. Second place gets
$2,000. I got you, buddy. No worries. We got that. Hold on. Let's double check. Yeah, it's two.
I didn't even need my toes on that one. Yes. So $2,000 for second place. We did this to help the show grow. We want to focus on one league. That's what we pretty much figured would be best.
And I agree. And I was super excited about this because I tried to get him to knock the price down a little bit, because I figured half the contestants, half the money. Right?
It was. I fought so hard for you.
Man.
I fought hard. Kyle
he
wanted
did.
To hold it, but I figured if we're going to put the money in upgrading, then why not make sure we do right by y'all? Put the money right back into the people's hands.
Now, that's not implying that I'm trying to do wrong by y'all.
Well, it kind of felt like a Robin Hood scenario. I looked at it as, you know,
Robin from the poor, given to the poor.
Well, I don't classify myself as poor. I classify myself as money challenged. Big difference.
Fair enough.
So in our league, we are going to do the Snake League. Now, we still have a total of four spots open still.
We do have four spots.
So we have
four
spots
eight contestants
available
right now.
If you guys go to realrff.com, you can still enter in. All you got to do is click in there, submit it, and you will be able to get a request for an audition tape.
Now, here's our hang up. Guys, calm down.
Every time.
Just calm down. Audition tapes are not that big a deal. It is kind of scary getting in front of a camera.
They act like it is.
Everybody gets in front of a camera nowadays. It's a thing.
Maybe we should
get your kids to help you.
Oh, that would be cool.
Man, my kids are so excited.
Yeah, we'd play it. You know what, Kyle? Why don't we play some of the audition tapes for them?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, can we reel up some of the audition tapes?
Yo, what's up? I've been doing fantasy football for about 11 years now. I do podcasting. I do rankings. I'm on the Twitter machine. I'm on Facebook. I contribute in the community and in the ranking pool. I kind of do a little bit of it all. Like I said, just a regular guy. Just looking to, you know, kind of do something new. And this just seemed pretty interesting to me. I hope I can be considered. Thanks.
Tom Brady, Barry Bonds, Wayne Gretzky, LeBron James, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, Travis Sumpter. Man, let me tell you, when we're talking about the GOATs, you got yours, fantasy football god, royalty, the king, the GOAT, Travis Sumpter, y'all.
Thanks for taking time to look over my interview tape. I hope to hear back, and I hope it's good news. But let me answer these questions real quick, get this out of the way. First of all, what would my league mates say about me? All-around great guy, best-looking one in the league, funniest for sure, and I love younger players. I will cut bait on guys who aren't producing, and if I believe in something or a player, I will die on that hill. So I'm very, very firm in my convictions because I feel like I know what I'm doing. Championships I've won, I would estimate in almost 30 years, I've won probably 15 to 17 championships over various formats from all the way back in the day when this was a fantasy magazine and we were scoring out of the USA Today to our current system of PPR and everything being online. So I've played across various formats over the years, which leads me to how many years I've been playing. So it's been almost 30 years, be right at 30. All the way back from when they called it franchise football. So that's been a long time ago. What sources do I use? Fantasy Pros, NumberFire, SiriusXM. But more than anything, I trust myself. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm seeing. I know what I'm doing. Why pick me? Because what I just said, I trust myself. I've got a lifetime wrapped up in this game. And the ultimate goal is to finish on top. Okay, I want to finish on top every year. And this would be sweet, sweet validation. So pick me. Thanks.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And guys, we have the great, magnificent Mike in the studio to talk with you guys. Mike's audition tape shocked us. I could not believe a man said there was so much confidence, waving his hand off to people, didn't care. Mike, it was great. What inspired you for that video, man?
I know I'm the best. I mean, when you're the best, you just don't have to work.
Well, so what do you do for a living, Mike?
I work in a poker room at a casino. I'm a poker room shift manager at Coushatta Casino Resort.
Fancy. Yeah, Coushatta's not a sponsor, but they definitely should be.
Yeah, wow. Hashtag shameless plug. Subtle. Yeah, even better. Hashtag subtle. Oh, well, then I've been playing longer than you. Yeah, I've been playing since 94. You know, I've been playing since the time you had to mail in the entire roster sheet. You had to mail that in to your commissioner. That's a long, long time ago.
Wow.
Yes.
That's dedication.
Oh, Kyle, how long have you been playing fantasy football?
About 4 years.
About 4 years.
About 4 years.
So you never had the USA Today
I did not. Day, I haven't had those.
That's
that
how
experience.
We used to get our score from USA Today's
yes,
stat sheets.
I remember when Yahoo came out with it, you got the first 4 weeks for free, and then you had to pay to continue to see the scores for up to date. Yes. Yeah, oh, they've changed
that's a
completely.
That's
oh,
a racket
I got
there.
4 weeks. That was it. I was never paying for that. No. So you know, Mike, that we love having fun. So we are going to ask you three questions apiece to determine your fantasy football knowledge, and we are going to rate you on how well we think you do.
Your real
in our
reality
league.
Fantasy football.
Okay, that's rating. Fine. I mean, I don't know how much your ratings matter to me, but
it should matter a lot. It should matter a lot.
You saw my audition video. What I thought about my league mates and everything.
He said it didn't matter. I loved it. It doesn't matter what they think about me. Question number one, Mike. I had to look down. I couldn't remember what it was. Kyle, go ahead and ask what the question is because I couldn't remember.
What position do you prefer to draft from and why?
Well, I mean, first position because I like to get the best player.
Fair enough.
So weak.
I respect that.
Yeah, that's weak. I respect he gets that. A one on my score with that one.
So what do you do? Like you end up with the best player, but what's your plan on the back end?
Kicking ass.
That's right. Okay, fair enough. I mean, I like it. I understand people that love the number one overall spot. I mean, this year would get you, you know, CMC, obviously. But I also always fear on what's going to come back at me. I love being on the back end. That's just me. 10, 11, 12 are my favorites. That's just where I am because, to me, I feel I could control my team better in the back end with it being so close.
Well, I mean, that's fair. But we're so deep at wide receiver now.
That's very true.
I can get the best running back.
Pair him with a
wide receiver that's going to come back to me.
Yeah.
Is still going to be a decent wide receiver because they're so deep.
That's the beautiful thing about fantasy football. Everybody has their own strategies. Some of them are better than others, like zero RB. That's the worst strategy, in my opinion. I don't know how anybody likes that one because wide receiver is so deep, but strategies are different. So I'll give them a two.
Wow.
And the next question?
Name the top wide receiver for this year and why.
Well, it's a depending question. Ah. The top wide receiver is Davante Adams as long as Aaron Rodgers plays.
That's a fair point.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, then the top wide receiver would be Stephon Diggs.
Okay. I like Diggs.
I will say he's accurate on the best wide receiver. So Davante Adams, as we know, has been the number one receiver for the last few years.
Correct.
His biggest hiccup, he's almost flawless in his game when it comes to it. Depending on his quarterback is very, very, very important. He got a little over 22 points. That's what he averaged last year.
Game.
And he only played 14 games.
Yeah.
So for me, that's it. But our biggest question mark is Aaron Rodgers. Now, your Stephon Diggs, everybody can understand that. I would have said him over Adams because of the question mark. For me, it would be Stephon Diggs because 166 targets, he had 127 receptions, and he ended with 8 touchdowns alone on that. Now, this guy is just clear cut for me. I see him as number one or number two this year.
And they're a pass first offense because their best running back is their quarterback.
Diggs owns the timeshare there.
Yes,
so that's
enough.
Where you're going to see it. For me, Diggs is going to be hovering in that one or two. That's just how I feel about it. I know everybody looks at things differently. For me, I look at it as because I don't see Davante Adams with Aaron Rodgers. Even if Aaron Rodgers does come back, he's not playing the same. He's not happy right now. So you don't know what he's going to do on that field when he gets on there.
Fair enough.
All right.
But if Aaron Rodgers is there, Devontae's still the best. Touchdown machine.
He really is. He really is. All right. So we're going to move on to the next question.
What would your favorite stack be this year? Who would you like to pair up the most?
The most?
Realistically.
If you had it on your roster, you could get a stack. Now, for those that don't know what a stack is a quarterback and his best player. That could be a wide receiver, could be a tight end. It actually could be a running back because there's a lot of pass-catching running backs. So a stack can be any of those.
If I had my choice, it would be Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
Nice.
I can understand that one. That is a great combo to have. I call them combos along with stacks. What about you, Kyle?
Wilson and Metcalf. They did well last year. I know they struggled towards the end, but I expect them to do well again.
You know, I normally would argue because I'm not a fan of a coach that is run happy because that's exactly what that team is. He wants to run the ball.
Sure.
But the last report that I did hear was that they are planning to let him go a little bit more. They're wanting to let him play his style. Well, if that's the case, then that is a great stack because
I agree.
He's a great, great quarterback.
Yes.
He is and that is
and
a
he's
big
been
boy.
Wanting to air it out more. You know, last year he threw a lot.
You know. He wants it.
Exactly.
I mean, if he's wanting it, so I love yours.
Yes.
Now, for me, you're sitting here looking at it. Joe Burrow and Mr. Chase, for me, that right. I know he didn't play last year, and I know he's a rookie, and blah, 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 blah. That means absolutely nothing to me. I'm not saying that Joe Burrow is going to come out there guns a-blazing. He did have a very serious injury last year. It may take him 1 or 2 weeks, but we are talking about guys that play together in college. They know each other so well. I just see this transcending in the pros. So I'm full team Bengals. That's what I was just going to call it. I'm not going to blend their name like Bangelina and all that yet. I'll have to come up with a good one. Burrow, Chase Burrow?
No, okay.
No, just move on? Move on. Okay.
Churros.
I like it. And a final question? No, we got a couple
Oh, no,
more.
We got three more.
Okay.
Next question. Describe your fantasy football career in one word.
Magnificent.
Wow. I mean, pretty simple there. I mean, we're probably going to have to get him a shirt that just says Magnificent Mike on it. Kyle, what about you? Yeah, you thought I was going to skip
you. Well, I was trying to move on.
Yeah, you're going to try. How would you describe yours, Kyle?
Short? Non-existent? Barely above water.
You have made the playoffs, I believe, one time.
One out of my 4 years. Actually, I did skip a year, so it's actually 3 years, but it's a 4-year span. It just makes the stats better. Yeah.
Well, you know, you did very well in the years. He's learning. He's growing up with it. He's become a fan of it. He's more of a fan of the camaraderie. Did I say that word right? Because, you know.
It was good. It was good enough.
I almost mumbled it.
Good enough.
Okay. I personally, if I had to describe myself in one word with fantasy football, it'd have to be godlike. I don't care if it's hyphenate, whatever you want to hyphenate or separate it. Godlike is what I got.
I think I did score that -5.
Oh, right. Well, good thing your ratings don't matter.
Mine are the only ones that do matter.
Magnificent Mike has labeled itself as plain and magnificent, and I love it. I love it. Okay. Next question, Kyle.
All right. Your overall bust. Who's somebody that's just not going to perform this year?
See, my definition of bust is not perform. My definition of bust is you don't perform up to your draft position.
Okay, fair enough.
So my overall bust is going to be Jonathan Taylor. He's getting drafted around pick 6 to 8 in most drafts right now.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to finish as the 6th best running back. He's going to be more like 10 or 12.
That's how you see it?
Fair enough. That's how I see it.
Okay.
For a few reasons. Taylor's draft position went up because he had a great 6-game stretch at the end of the season.
Fair enough.
Problem was Marlon Mack was out for the season and Naeem Hines was hurt.
Very true.
They're both back. So Taylor's catches are going down because Naeem Hines is the receiving running back.
Right.
And Mack's going to get some carries.
I agree with Mike to an extent.
But?
Yeah, to an extent. Here's my reasonings on why. I believe he has a great talent. For me, it's more about Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is retired. Phillip Rivers is a check down man. He will pass it to his running. Yeah, he will pass it to his running back. And I don't believe that Carson Wentz is going to do the same thing. That is the reason why I'm like Mike. When I label it a bust, it's somebody that where you draft him, is he going to get that value that you got from him? And I don't believe he is going to be able to get you that value. So I'm with Mike just on different reasons on why. That's the only difference. What about you, Kyle?
Fair
enough. Who's your bust?
So I'm going to bring up one from earlier, and y'all are right. You explained it so well, almost like we talked about it earlier. But, you know, that I feel like Devontae Adams will not perform to his position whether Aaron Rodgers is there or not. Because if Aaron Rodgers comes back, there's so much drama going on right now, just like he spoke earlier. If he comes back, it's almost going to be because he has to, not because he wants to.
And I have to agree with Kyle.
I don't see the performance being there.
I heard it. I'm sorry, man. I thought it came out of my head. I'm remembering you did talk to me about that. So, yes, that was Kyle's
flag. You didn't catch the eyes when you were saying it?
My bad, man. I forgot we did talk about that. Now, I'm going to look directly into the camera on this. Mine is more personal than anything. Zach Ertz. I will not draft Zach Ertz. He is going to be a bust. The man is a good person. I've known people that know him. I've been in the casino business. Great guy. Fantasy football-wise, dynasty-wise, I've had him for the last 5 years. Never again. I won't touch him. I don't want nothing to do with him.
He really went on a limb on this one, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, man. Wow.
We said bust.
I thought bust was like due to production and not personal feelings.
Right? He had 72 targets last year. The man had 36 receptions, and he only scored one more touchdown than I did in the NFL last year. I'm sorry. I'm not doing – no. Zach. I love you. No, I'm not touching you. Well, no, we're moving on.
You know
on.
What? Yeah, no, we are. No, we are.
Let's move it on. No,
we are.
Move on. I'm not talking about Zach no more. Don't draft him.
So, final question. Obviously, you save the best for last. It is the absolute, it's critical. This one's a critical question.
Important question, huh?
That's right. Mike, what's your favorite color?
What in the world does that have to do with fantasy football?
This is a character question, sir.
What happens if he says green and you don't like the color green?
I'm not saying green.
Apparently this is important.
That's right.
My favorite color, black.
I'm okay with that.
That's neutral. I wasn't prepared for that one.
Gotta give him a 10. I gotta give him a 10 on that one.
Black, oh no, caramel.
Okay. Well, I don't know how well that question does for me on my ranking.
I know
but
how it does for me.
Calculating his answers. I give Mike an 8.7 chance. 8.7. I'm going to rank him an 8.7.
Can I ask how you got the 0.2 over 8.5?
No, you can't. What do you give? 8.7. I'm good. I've given my ranking. I don't have to justify my ranking.
I was just curious because I gave him an 8.5. I was wondering how he got
where
two
I got
more. Yeah. I was just curious.
The black thing. He liked black. You don't really hear too many people that say that their favorite color is black. I'm I understand it now.
True statement.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I gave him an extra point, too, for the black. So, Mike is our first one that he's got a weighted rate of 8.6. Is yeah. pretty much what we're saying.
That's what it would be.
That's not that bad, Mike. Congratulations.
Yeah, it should be a 10.0.
We feel a little bit different. Maybe when you win the championship belt.
Yeah, that's right. You, don't you have something to prove?
Me right
you have
now.
Something
right
to prove.
Me, huh?
That's how you confidence you feel.
That's
I love
how confident
it.
I am.
I love it. So, in our league, on our podcast, we always did the hot topic. And YouTube, I don't see any reason why we should change that.
I enjoyed it. Yes. It lends a personal aspect. It's not always about fantasy football, but most of the time it is, but not always.
Most of your league mates, they become your best friends. Some of them become True. Just like family. I mean, I had a league mate that slept on my couch for 3 weeks. Now, you had to go after that three. But, I mean, I gave him the couch for 3 weeks. I mean, that's a pretty good thing to do for a league mate,
Absolutely.
Right? Thank you. Thank you. Kyle, how was your sleeping on that couch that week?
His couch is so uncomfortable.
So, our hot topic today.
Hot topic.
Hot topic for today. Who is your favorite actor to play Superman and why? What about you, Mike?
Christopher Reeves. He's the only Superman there is.
What? See, I knew you were going to cause this drama.
Else. I knew Christopher Reeves was coming,
just
man.
A throwaway.
Yeah. I knew he was going to cause this drama. I knew it was going to be a debate. Our hot topic was supposed to be just a little quick, little 2 minute segment. And here you go, just insulting it. Now we got to dig deep. Kyle, what about you with this horrible answer he just gave?
Horrible. Horrible. He's the only Superman.
That is not, I feel like I'm going to be judged.
Yeah, probably.
What about Dean Cain? He did a good job.
Wait. He gave him a belly laugh.
That was a belly laugh.
What's wrong with Dean Cain? Dean was
He's
great.
No Christopher Reeves.
Dean is no Christopher Reeves. I'll give it. If I had to rank them, Dean Cain would probably be maybe fourth on my list on the greatest one. Now, he did have the hottest version of Lois Lane ever. Terry Hatcher, if you're watching, hey, Terry. Yeah. Terry Hatcher was one of the most beautifulest. Is that a word, too? No?
You make him up all the time.
Well, I mean, if you say hot, you make she was so cute. There we go. That word?
She was just beautiful.
She was just a beautiful woman. And so beautiful. I give her that. For me, it's Henry Cavill. Now, Mike, your reasonings behind, I'm guessing, is because you are one of those ones that believe in the first person to do it.
Traditional.
Well, he's not the first person to do it.
He's the first person to do it on big screen, Mike. We're not talking about television.
But, you know, when I was a little kid, I remember watching old black and white TV.
Right,
with,
and we said
Superman.
TV. But on the TV version, the guy didn't even have a chest. He had nothing. I mean, that was a much. That's not Superman. That was a guy in a suit. Now, I will give Christopher Reeves his props. The man looked like Superman. There was nothing that did not scream Superman on there. His acting as Superman, I'm sorry, it's not as good as what Henry does. Henry does a better, more convincing person as Superman, in my opinion.
Well,
and he has the look. My wife calls him Mr. Yum Yum.
I can't get over his acting because the movie he was in was so bad.
Checkmate. I understand. It is sometimes about the script, and I will say that the storylines have not been that great. Christopher Reeves did have a little bit, but you can say that all you want because I remember Superman number 4 that had Richard Pryor in it.
Richard Pryor. Oh, yeah.
That had to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen when it comes to Superman.
But the original Superman, Gene Hackman, I mean, that was a great movie. To me, that just puts it over the top.
He gets number 2 in my book. I understand the question was who is number 1 in yours, and that's yours. Kyle apparently is out in both of our books.
I mean, wow.
But yeah, my wife. Did you hear what my wife calls him, Mr. Yum Yum? I mean, the dude is just—it's a good-looking dude. You got to give him his props on there. You're not gonna give him his props.
No,
one of them guys. You just can't do it. I'm comfortable who I am. No, I'm just alone on this.
Yes.
So I know y'all have seen the little thing on TikTok. Where would you be gay for 1 hour for $1 billion?
Oh, I would.
Confidently.
You would be lying.
I would be gay for a week.
Kyle, maybe you're not.
Nobody's asking.
He extended it. Now, for me,
I feel like you're not getting the value here one day. Okay?
You have to understand what $1 billion is. Kyle, for $1 billion, I can afford to pay Kelsey Grammer to pretend he's Frasier and give me the therapy I need on whatever just happened to me.
I understand.
I'm okay. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
$1 billion, I'm done. So, That is our hot topic that turned into two hot topics. We want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to Real Reality Fantasy Football. You guys need to make sure that you go to all of our social media posts. We kept everything simple. We are at Real Reality FF. That's Twitter. That's
Facebook.
And
TikTok. Instagram.
I even have TikTok.
We
have every single one of them, and that is at Real Reality FF. Please make sure you go to our YouTube channel at Real Reality Fantasy Football.
And this will be on our podcast also on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
We're trying to go big. Guys, that is our time. My name is Dennis.
And my name is Kyle.
And we're out.
You know it's time for some fantasy football. I'ma win the championship for sure. I'm taking it all. Stunting on whoever hated on me. I'ma get this money on God. You know it's time for some fantasy football.